Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today was one of those grain trading days where the markets were all over the board. We finished, though, with corn just unchanged. September corn unchanged at 403. The Dease was down a quarter at 413 and a quarter. And so not really a whole lot going on in the corn futures today. They did go below $4 in September just briefly. They went down to 398.5 about mid-morning, but then rallied back toward the end of the day. There's a lot of ideas there that after that significant sell-off that maybe $4 will hold for the September corn. Now, beans weren't as fortunate. Beans were down 13 to 16 cents. And November beans closed about 15 lower at 980.5. They went below that support level that everybody kept talking about back from earlier in July at 980. They did go down to 977. That was the low, but then closed at 980.5. The 50-day moving average is still significantly below the current price. It's at 956.75. Still some positive things going on. The chart has broke down just a little bit, but the likelihood of going back to near $9 where we were in the middle part of June with the lower amount of acres and all that rainfall that the Midwest received doesn't look like it's possible unless everything just goes perfect from now until through the rest of harvest.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Wheat futures were actually kind of the bright spot today. They broke that streak of down closing lower on the day with Chicago wheat up 5 to 6 cents, Kansas City up 5 to 6 cents as well. So that was a pretty harsh sell-off over the last 2 weeks, but the market did rally today after selling off. Like I said, it was pretty harsh. It was about a dollar from the high set at the end of June. We're back near the levels that were the lows. December went to 515 back in May. But this is the fourth time and along the little trend line here as the market's reaching those support levels for wheat. Now, export sales this morning were a little bit bullish for wheat. They're expecting 200,000 to 400,000 metric tons. That was 502,000. Corn was a marketing year low for old crop at 8.8 million bushels. So that was a little bit disappointing for the corn. And then beans were considered bearish here at 241,000, where they're looking for 300 to 500. The month of August here, the forecast is indicating that it should be pretty normal weather conditions. Matter of fact, one meteorologist said that it was near perfect greenhouse conditions for the entire Midwest through the month of August. And that's partially why the markets have come down as those near perfect growing seasons.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle down to 115 at 143.35. October down to 180 at 144.65. August feeder cattle down 260 at 209.77. September down 297 at 207.62. August lean hogs down 25 at 78.27 with October down 70 at 64.70. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat up 4 3/4 at 517. December up 4 3/4 at 537. September Chicago wheat up 4 3/4 at 421.5. September corn up 0.5 at 403.25. December up 0.25 at 413.75. August soybeans down 10 3/4 at 1010, with November down 15 at 980.5. October cotton up 28 at 65.92. December up 20 at 64.74. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.